Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Because some people get confused about what the interest rates did to the tech companies, obviously, in 2022 and why it was down 33%. Can you kind of clarify that and explain that to our audience of how interest rates affected those large cap tech companies?
Yeah, right. These big tech companies, even the most profitable ones, they borrow a tremendous amount of money. Well, when money, mm-hmm. when interest rates are 0 or 1%, money's cheap. They're going to borrow as much as they can to finance operations, to buy other companies, right? To pay off, you know, buy more of their own stock. That's like arbitrage on cheap interest rates and then using it for growth. When interest rates rise, they borrow less money. And the value of the assets that they hold in government bonds, treasury bills, mortgage-backed securities, or other corporate bonds, that falls as well. So they get squeezed by the fact that they're borrowing less, right? They're paying more on what they own in terms of their investments, and they're not spending as much money as they used to. Now, these tech companies need to spend to grow, right? Mm-hmm. They're not just tech companies, growth companies. Let's just call them growth companies. There's a reason for a long time Starbucks opened a store on every corner. To grow, they had to recognize revenue on new stores. A lot of these companies grow really fast so they can recognize revenue because that makes them more attractive to investors. So all of a sudden, when that money gets tight and interest rates go up and they borrow less, and they're borrowing at 4%, they're going to borrow a lot less, and the value of what they own is worth a lot less. That's why they got squeezed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I always want to ask you this. Why the hell is PepsiCo in the queue? And have we seen, like, what company should replace PepsiCo out of the triple Qs? Isn't that a sign that we haven't created a great company maybe since Tesla or Meta? I know it's only 1% of the queues, but I've always wondered why were they in there?
Why was Pepsi in there?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was, some of it was that Indra Nooyi, who was the CEO, was on a massive growth campaign. They acquired Frito-Lay, they acquired, you know, Gatorade. They started acquiring across channel. So their mode, their MO was growth. Coca-Cola does what? Coca-Cola is the brand.
Yeah. Right?
Coca-Cola is the merch. Coca-Cola is the syrup. But it is really a beverage company at the end of the day, right? It's almost like a commodity in a lot of ways. PepsiCo was a cross-channel doing a multi-strategy approach. Yeah. Snacks, power drinks, soft drinks, a couple of
a multinational as well.
Right. Yeah. And both global companies, but I think investors perceive them very differently and a very different business model at the end of the day.
So hit the like button, share. Let's reset the room. Headed into the final stretch of Market Mondays. I got a question for you. So being that, okay, we know investing in the stock market, long-term ETF, index funds, dollar cost average, that's the safest way to go about it, right? We're not confident with this banking system currently. Even if we were confident, you're not going to make any money with money just sitting in the bank.
Well, 4%.
So should, all right, real estate, right? Even in Monopoly, and I am the Monopoly champ. Shout out to my sister. She actually just got me a new Monopoly board for my birthday. The best. This is a different conversation. but
I'm saying nothing.
You don't win Monopoly by having the most money. You win Monopoly by having the most property, because eventually somebody's going to land on your hotels or your houses and they're going to have to keep paying you until they go bankrupt. So how... in a perfect world, right? Let's say somebody has $3 million. How much money should be allocated towards real estate? How much money should be allocated towards stock? Is it better to put excess cash just in real estate? Because it's tangible. It's not going to go away. Somebody's always going to need somewhere to live. And in the stock market, anything can happen.
Yeah. Great question. What's your thoughts? Great question. All right. I was doing this the other day. The real estate market, the U.S. real estate, residential real estate market over the past 20 years has gone up an average of only 5% a year. All in. I know that sounds crazy, but if you take the entire country and the value of all residential real estate, 5% a year on average.
Median, right? Growth. Okay.
Right? Not just 5%. 5% a year on average. Not bad. Not great. That same period for the stock market. So that's up, that's 5%. Stock market's up about 8 to 9% a year on average over the same time period. Now we've had an incredible period of growth. I heard you, I think last week, Ian, talking about the fact that if it weren't for Obama and QE, the whole last 20 years of stock market growth wouldn't even have happened. Maybe not, but yeah. There is something about the fact that, you know, American companies growing big and kicking off profits and dividends that has built wealth over time. So either way, pound for pound, the stock market has been the better place for your money. Now, that doesn't mean that it applies to all investors. Some people buy real estate because they need a place to live. That's an opportunity cost, right? So you have an asset that should be growing over time and you got to live somewhere. So it provides a function to you as well. And maybe you want to pass it down through your estate, to your kids, your grandkids, whatever. It serves a lot of different purposes, whereas a stock is literally a piece of paper, not even that anymore. So think about the use case of that. Now, we asked people at Investopedia, our readers, how much they think they need to retire. What's that magic number? And then that magic number doesn't change, guys. It's about $3 million. Now, Ian's right. 10 million is real wealth, right? 10 million kicks off 700,000 in interest a year for you to live on right now. That's pretty good. But 3 million. So I think you have to have, and it depends on what age you are too. But if you're like my age, I'm going to speak from personal perspective, 52, I'm still long the stock market, right? I have some real estate assets and some private equity and some private businesses, and I have some side investments and stuff and a small business and stuff like that. But mostly for me, it's the stock market, because I'm one of those people that believes in that compounding magic, that fairy dust that's sprinkled over the stock market that allows it to grow an average of 9% a year. Didn't happen last year, but the 3 years before that, guys, stock market was up 100%. Is that going to happen next year? No. Do I think we're going to be down another 22%? No. But if we are, I think the year after that's going to be a lot better. And the year after that's going to be a lot better. And over time, that's the best place to grow my money.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
F*** a mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.